I like to think of monarchs as having kind of two life cycles. One is the life cycle that all animals and plants go through, that starting with birth and ending with death. And then we have this annual cycle that includes a migration. So let's start with the individual life cycle. That starts when a female lays an egg. A female can lay about 500 eggs of her in her lifetime, and she lays those eggs on milkweed plants. So she can find a milkweed plant, lay an egg, and then move on and find another milkweed plant and lay another egg. So if we think of each individual egg, that egg is the size of a pinhead. In the span of time that can be anywhere from 4 to 7 days, depending on temperature, inside that egg, the caterpillar forms and comes out of the egg. So when it starts, it fit inside a pinhead. So it's very, very tiny when it first comes out of the egg. And that caterpillar, so 5 days after it was laid as an egg, hatches, and then it goes through the larva period, which can last, again, depending on temperature, anywhere from 9 to about 18 days, longer if it's cool, shorter if it's warm. And it during that time as a caterpillar, it sheds its skin 5 times. So it grows, its skin can't grow enough to if or fast enough. So it sheds its skin and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So after that time, so during this period of time, these 10 or 12 or slightly more days, it increases its body mass 2,000 times. So if you think of a 7-pound baby, if a 7-pound baby increased its body mass 2,000 times in 10 days, it would be 14,000 pounds after 10 days. So that's, pretty mind-blowing to think of that. And then at that point, it's about when it's 2,000 times bigger, it's about 1.5 inches long. And it usually crawls off the milkweed plant that it's on and finds a place to pupate or turn into a chrysalis or a pupa. And it sheds its skin one more time, the last time. And underneath that old caterpillar skin is this beautiful green pupa, which is emerald green with gold spots on it. It's just beautiful. Then during the time that it's in the pupa, which is about the same amount of time that it was a caterpillar, 9 to 18 days or so, depending on temperature, the caterpillar, the monarch inside there turns into a butterfly. So it finishes the metamorphosis. The wings develop fully, the scales form on the wings, its interior organs are rearranged because it will eat and function very differently as an adult. Its muscles are rearranged, and it emerges as an adult butterfly after about a month from the time it was laid as an egg to the time that it emerges as an adult. And then we can switch from here into this annual life cycle. So if it's an adult that lives in the summertime, it'll live on average about 3 or 4 weeks, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, but on average, it's 3 to 4 weeks. The butterfly lives, it's ready to mate and lay eggs when it's about 4 days old and goes through its life cycle without moving very much at all during the course of its life. And then if we start with the last generation of the year, the butterflies that emerge in the kind of the northern part of their range, so Maine over to North Dakota, starting on about August 15th, if they emerge after that date, they will not be reproductive. So those butterflies are the ones that will perceive that winter's coming and they need to fly south. So that last generation of the year flies south, flies through Texas. If it's on the western part of the country, it flies to sites along the coast of California. And that journey can take months. So they're flying and they're living a lot longer because they're not putting any energy into reproduction. They're just using it for this flight, and they're eating a lot along the way. They're getting a lot of nectar from flowers along the way. So as they're flying south, they're heading for these spots in Mexico, and then they stay at these spots in Mexico for the whole winter. They arrive, so they start in August, they arrive in early November, and then they stay until the middle of March. And during this period, they're just conserving energy. It's cool, and they're just hanging out in the trees. They'll fly sometimes to get water, but they really don't move around very much. So this is still the last generation of the year. It stays alive all winter, and then it flies north. So those very same butterflies fly north, and they get about as far as the middle of the United States if they're in this eastern migratory population that are coming out of Mexico. The ones that overwintered in California move kind of northeast. But these butterflies then will live, once they start becoming reproductive and mating and laying eggs, they have about a month to live. So they don't get all the way back to where they started in the northern part of their range. They are laying eggs along the way. So they're producing the first generation of the year. And then the first generation of the year moves out of the southern United States into the northern breeding ranges. And